Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
We're talking Maryville High School football as we have finally reached week 8 of the season. It has been a long time coming, but a big rivalry week coming up as Maryville travels to Savannah. The Spoof Hounds 4-3 and 3-1 in conference. Savannah comes in at 7-0 overall and 4-0 in the MEC. We have head coach Matt Webb joining us, as well as a defensive back and tailback from his squad, Don Allen. Appreciate you two coming in. You think about what this means with the season winding down, a rivalry game, the conference obviously on the line too, plus the fact it's a short week coming off a game on Saturday against Lutheran North. Coach, a lot of things kind of up in the air at this point.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting to be at this time of the year and with two games left in the regular season, and really to look at the MEC standings and look at our district seating, possibilities, and realize that there's a lot of scenarios that could happen here with just two games left. And I think that goes to show the caliber of football that's played in the MEC this year at the top half of the league. And then our challenging out-of-conference schedule that we've put together puts us in a situation to where, these last 2 weeks of football are really important.
Don, we come off a top 10 matchup in Class 3 a week ago in Macon against Lutheran North. You fast forward this week to another top 10 matchup in Class 3 with Savannah. Does it make it that much easier to get the body to recover, to get the focus back and everything, knowing that it's a big rivalry game with the Savages this week?
Yeah, you're right. It is a big rivalry today. It's a very important game, but coming off the Lutheran North game, I feel like it makes us a better team, knowing they're top-ranked team in Missouri, but I think playing them and coming off playing Saturday and then playing on Friday changes up a little bit, but I feel like we're pretty prepared to play tonight.
Whenever you think about everything you guys have played of Blair Oaks and St. Pius and coming off last week Lutheran North, you've Savannah this week and all the other non-conference too, kind of feels like you're playoff ready before the playoffs even start. I mean, a lot of that factors into the mindset, being on the big stage, being in those close games, to where once we do get into November football, it's almost old hat at that point, isn't it?
Yeah, quite a bit, but I feel like the Saturday game was pretty set up to be like a playoff game, but I feel like the St. Pius, Lutheran North, Blair Oaks games just prepared us for what comes next.
We're getting set for the Highway 71 showdown, Maryville and Savannah tonight in Savannah at 7 o'clock. Coach Webb, it means a lot to the community. You played in this game. You mentioned last week after the Lutheran North one of some early 90s matchups. What do you remember from those as a player, and now what do you take away from it as a coach?
Well, we didn't have the sign back then. That was started kind of when Coach Holt was and Mark Cole were the coaches involved in the rivalry back in the early 2000s, so after my days of playing. But I just remember, the rivalry being in all sports, and not just football, but basketball, baseball, and the summer stuff, that you play with, guys from Savannah just because of location. You play in, some travel ball stuff and different sports. And I just remember that you never wanted to lose that game. We didn't have a lot of, playoff success or things like that back in my days in the early 90s when Coach Litteris was just getting things started. But I know that game was important, and I remember growing up here, and I said, made this statement, when I first came back 10 years ago, when you were from Maryville, you would never really stop in Savannah for anything. Like, you drive down or with your buddies, you wanted to go somewhere, you'd go to St. Joe, or you'd go to a movie, or you'd go out to eat because there wasn't a lot in Maryville, but you never stopped in Savannah. And I made that comment to my wife when I moved back 10 years ago, and she's like, why? What if you need gas or something? I'm like, I don't know. You just always kept going 15 further to St. Joe. You never stopped there. And I think it's kind of vice versa. People from Savannah, they kind of had a chip on their shoulder to us and people from Maryville. And Spoof Hounds being a unique mascot, I don't know what it was, but it was just one of those things that you didn't like them and they didn't like us. And the rivalries were fun.
Don, do you kind of feel that same from growing up around it, seeing it now? And, of course, it is a road game as we're sitting here in week 8 of the high school football season. But it's one that it's right down the road. You know that atmosphere very well, and you know it's probably going to be pretty close to 50-50 Maryville-Savannah fans. It probably doesn't feel as much like a road game as some of these previous ones that we've seen, too.
No, not really. It's a big rivalry, and especially with that sign involved, that just changes the whole thing. And then the whole thing with Savannah crossing out all the M's in the school, that was pretty cute. But I think it was – I think it's going to be a good game tonight, and I feel like Savannah is – pretty good team, which they are, and I feel like we're ready for them, and yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
I think one of the things that their rivalries do is these are two communities that that they're passionate about their youth activities, whether it's what they put on performing arts stage, or whether it's, like I mentioned, other sports, or they like to see their kids succeed, and they support them, and that's one thing when you look at two fan bases, two communities, and what I think it brings out is passion. You know, we talked a lot about passion this week, and when that game's over tonight, that sign, it's not a cup, it's not made out of gold, it's not anything that's really glitzy or glamorous. It's literally just a highway sign. I don't know if Coach Holt or Cole like stole it off the side of the road or something. We could get that started. Maybe that happened. But it's got the scores of every year on it, and it's important. So when at the end of the game, that thing's going to be sitting there, and you'll see the passion come out in a team that wins it. They scream and run, and everybody gets their pictures taken with their class. You know, the seniors take it, then the juniors take it, and the sophomores, and the whole team gets a picture with a metal highway sign that's kind of beat up. It's kind of, it's one of those traveling trophies that people take a lot of pride in.
And one of the cool ones, too, I feel like, that you don't see a ton of in Northwest Missouri or the region, but definitely one of the better ones and ones fun to highlight as we go throughout the season. Don, it's a traveling trophy, but I don't think it's traveled actually and stayed in Savannah since you were probably about in first grade. It's been quite a while. Seeing how the Savages are, they're 7-0. I'm sure you've watched them on tape. Does this one feel like there's, I don't want to say more meaning, but a little more intensity, a little bit more coming with it, with the Savages feeling like, hey, we've got a legitimate shot to come in here and beat Maryville. What's this like from the Spoofound perspective going into this game?
I know all the other games we've all been told to be prepared, but I feel like this game I just have a different – we all have a different mentality because we know it's got to be done. We know we've had this sign for a while. We still got to keep it, and it's important for the seniors because their last game against Savannah, we really got to prove to them that we're good enough and we can keep that sign here. So,
we're talking Maryville High School football with Matt Webb and Don Allen. Don, you're a defensive back, but you really don't shy away from contact. You get going downhill, and you've laid a lot of pops on some players throughout the season. This is a Savannah team that likes to run the football an awful lot. This is one that – do you enjoy this matchup? I mean, you're kind of basically another linebacker out there a lot of times coming up, making some of those plays. Do you enjoy this matchup of the contact and physicality that will come with this one tonight?
Yeah, I do. From their tape, they run a lot of jet sweeps, ISOs up the middle with their running back, which he's – apparently pretty good, but they pass a little bit, they run a little bit, but I feel like it's going to be pretty fun when they run up on my side. So
one of the things that Don does such a good job of is he kind of speaks to a lot of players we have at Maryville that are a really good athlete, and Don plays corner for us, but sometimes that corner mentality, on some defenses are kind of, we're just cover guys. Like, we just cover receivers, and we kind of run around and make sure they don't catch football and stuff. And that's not what we expect in our corners. And Don does a great job of setting the edge on the run game, as well as not, as well as doing the coverage skills and having the athleticism to do both, to be physical and also to cover receivers. And then on offense, he's listed as a, running back. But, again, he's one of those versatile athletes that we like to use that – can catch the ball out of the backfield, and make plays in a lot of different ways. And being a junior, I'm certainly glad he's got another year. And it's obviously special teams makes a big impact too. So he's one of those players that has his hands in a lot of things.
Maryville taking on Savannah tonight, a road matchup coming up at 7 o'clock this evening. Last week we had you in here, Coach, getting set for a pancake breakfast for your entire team. We've got Don in here now. Don, I want you to throw someone under the bus. Who put away the most pancakes last Friday?
Well, I don't know if you heard, but Mason thought the coffee was syrup, so that kind of ruined his day for him.
Yeah, that we showed up, and it was great, and everybody got in and got out before school started, and they had little kind of like miniature solo cups to go through the line and get coffee or orange juice, and then the syrup was in bottles on the table. Well, Mason thought the little solo cups next to the orange juice was the syrup and not the coffee. And so
he was in a bad mood all morning.
Yeah, so he took his pancakes, poured coffee on it. It was a good breakfast for everybody else except Mason, I guess.
If we put him in front of all your coaches, who would put away the most?
It's pretty close, either Lessman or Volstead.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'd agree.
Yeah. It's bad. My mind went Lessman, but I could see Jacob putting down a few, too.
I feel like Jake would tap out before Lessman, though.
Yeah, Jacob's got both of them are really talented, and they've worked hard over the years. It's a lot of, you know, a lot of work to put in to be able to eat as much as they do, and that's a lot of commitment and a lot of time and effort.
And you should feel good that Don didn't go to you, Coach.
Yeah.
So
thank you, Donnie.
Step in the right direction.
I appreciate it. Usually whoever's in here with me throws me under the bus. Like somebody said that I wasn't the best dressed and stuff like that. I mean, you never know what you're going to get.
You've been getting hammered for 8 weeks now, so
no, thank you, Don. You did well. It's going to be a good day.
Guys, thanks for coming in. Good luck tonight in Savannah.
Thank you. Shout out to Nolan and Mrs. Wonderly. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Be spooky.
Maryville head coach Matt Webb and defensive back and tailback Don Allen joining us here on KXCV Maryville, KLRN, W Chillicothe, Spoofhounds, and the Savages coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, pregame on 90.5 and 88.9 at 6:30.